Welcome to the Vashon Island Sports Machine, VOV show dedicated to island sports and human competition. Today is Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. How the heck did that happen? And I'm your host, Doug Langworthy. Well, folks, VHS sports are back. To that, I give a great big yay. Obviously, this pandemic has caused much disruption to just about everything, really. And with it, high school athletics are among those things put on hiatus. So that hiatus ends this week as your Pirate student athletes are back in action. Tonight on the Sports Machine, I am going to be joined by the coach and captains of the VHS girls soccer team who have their, quote, fall season. I'm using air quotes there and more on that in a moment. The fall season kickoff this week with two games. So we're going to chat with them about that, and I am super excited. So let's go ahead and get right to it. The Vashon Island Sports Machine starts now. That is, of course, the Vashon High School fight song. Hopefully we can all hear that again real soon, like with crowds and people and stuff. But for now, I am just excited to have sports back. It was about a week and a half ago when I got a note from Andy Sears telling me that with the recent move for the King and Pierce County area, the region or whatever we are in, to phase two, that means that high school and middle school, McMurray as well, athletics are going to be coming back. And so I want to tell you a bit about that. So, you know, I just said fall season, obviously it's February, it's not fall. With the pandemic, we've had to rethink some things, including seasons of the year. So this year, the fall season, all the traditional fall sports, football, girls soccer, cross country, volleyball, and maybe boys tennis is going to run from now until about middle of March, and then mid to late March through early May is going to be the spring season with baseball, fast pitch softball, golf, boys soccer, girls tennis, and track and field. And then finally, starting in early to mid-May, hopefully we'll be in a spot where we can do the traditional winter sports of basketball and wrestling. Of course, those sports are done indoors, so we'll probably need to be moved past phase two for those. But super excited to have sports back. I'm a huge sports fan. I will sit and watch darts. I just love watching humans compete. So I love speaking with athletes. I think they're awesome people, and I'm just excited to have our student athletes, I know they are, be able to get back out onto the fields and courses for cross country. Speaking of which, just want to give you the rundown for the back to action plan. So this week in football, your Pirate football team will be at home in a football jamboree against Bellevue Christian on 1 p.m. And then the volleyball team also going to be home this week on Friday at 5:45 versus Cascade Christian. So some action there. And then the cross country team, near and dear to my heart, I like running through the woods here and then, especially when I'm being chased by a bear. The cross country team is going to be not till next week, Thursday, the 25th of February, for a league meet at Fort Steilacoom, beautiful area there. And then the stars of the show tonight, and we are going to get to their interview in here in just a second. Stars of the show tonight, the girls soccer team. High expectations for them, loaded with talent. They have two home games this week, Thursday night against Life Christian Academy, and then Saturday evening against Bellevue Christian here at home. And that Bellevue Christian game should be a really good game, as Vashon and Bellevue Christian really two of the powerhouses in the Nisqually League. All right, that's going to bring us to the interview. Now, I want to talk about a couple of things here in the interview. One is, throughout the interview, I refer to Thursday night's game going to be broadcast on VOV, and I apologize. I was mistaken about that. Thursday night games will not be on VOV. However, Saturday night's game against Bellevue Christian will certainly be on the Voice of Vashon. David Leonard will be calling that game in his colorful way. If you want a good listen to an awesome soccer game, you can go online and listen to the Boys State Championship game from almost 2 years ago now, with David and Greg calling that game. But this week, Saturday night, we will be on air against Bellevue Christian, and unfortunately not on the air for Thursday night's game against Life Christian. The other thing I want to kind of warn listeners about is we had some technical difficulties halfway through the interview. So I recorded this interview last Friday night, just as the snows were starting to fall. Not sure if that had anything to do with it, but our internet went out. And as we all know, Zoom, it's the way of 2020 and 2021. So there was a bit of a break in the action right around the 17-minute mark. So right at that mark, I'll come back on and get us to the rest of the interview. So no worries. We have the whole interview. There's just going to be a bit of a break. And yeah. Without further ado, though, let's go ahead and hear from Coach Scott and Phoebe and Tamsin from the VHS girls soccer team. Here we go. All right. So as promised, we have here the head coach and this year's two captains of the mighty VHS Pirates girls soccer team, Coach Scott Nicolino and senior Tamsin Henry, junior Phoebe Wilkie. Thank you guys so much for joining. How are you all doing tonight?
Good. Nice to be here.
The sports are back, so that's great. As I was just kind of saying in the intro here, practices for all fall sports. I'm doing air quotes right now for fall sports as we're sitting here in February. It started here within the last week or so. We have games starting next week. It's a very shortened season. Normally you guys are out there in September and October, but we're going to be out there in February and March. So I'm excited to learn more about the season. Before we get into that though, let's go ahead and just do kind of a quick round robin and have you guys introduce yourself, starting coach with you.
My name is Scott Nicolino. Been the coach for the boys one of the coaches for the boys for 7 years. And now the girls, this is my fifth year. So it certainly feels good to be back. And, of course, I couldn't do it without my two trusty captains.
That's right. And who are you, the trusty captains? Tamsin, tell us about yourself.
I'm Tamsin Henry. I'm a senior at VHS. I've been playing soccer since, probably kindergarten. I play a lot of different sports, but I'm pretty passionate about all of them. And playing soccer at VHS has been a really fun and I've learned a lot playing, and it's been an experience full of growth, I would say.
Awesome.
Let me interject that Tamsin is an awesome goalkeeper, and she's the defending Nisqually League Keeper of the Year. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I've seen her make some pretty awesome saves in some of the games I've been to. That's congratulations.
Thank you.
And so you'll be playing keeper again this season, yeah?
I hope so.
I hope so. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say yeah, probably.
Probably.
Phoebe Wilkie, how are you tonight?
I'm good. My name's Phoebe. I am a junior this year, and this is my third year on the high school team. It's been fun being able to play with a lot of the girls that I used to play rec soccer with. That's probably one of my favorite things about the high school team. I usually play sweeper, but possibly will be playing forward or left mid this year, so that'll be fun.
What's your, so a keeper and a sweeper and maybe pushing you up this year, but you guys are all about wrecking people's hopes and dreams then, right? Exactly. Not letting them.
Oh, precisely.
Yeah.
Let me add a little bit too about Phoebe. She was first team all Nisqually League last year on defense.
Yep.
But she is going to be playing a little bit more offensively this year. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Tamsin make an assist to Phoebe at some point during the season.
Is that a prediction? What's he over under on how many times that happens, Coach?
Well, I wouldn't say it's going to happen a lot because the fields are pretty large.
Yep.
But I'm willing to bet it'll happen at least once.
Awesome.
Maybe even on our first game on Thursday night.
Thursday night. That's right. For anyone listening, we are airing. We're recording this the week prior on Friday night for Tuesday night play. And this coming Thursday, first home game against Life Christian Academy. How are you guys feeling about that game?
Pretty good. I don't think we haven't played them before in a league game that I know of. So we don't really know what their team looks like. But I'm excited to have an actual game. It's been about 8 months almost since playing an official game, so that'll be exciting.
So let's talk about that really quick. I know Andy Sears, the athletic director, put out some guidance earlier in the year as far as what certain sports can do, and there were some organized activities kind of earlier in the year. Tell me about this school year, and Coach, maybe we'll start with you. What you've been able to do, when practices started, and just overall how this has been so different.
Boy, well, back in September, we were able to fire things up on Tuesdays and Thursdays just for an hour. And so it was nice being able to get out and at least do a little bit, but being in phase one at that point in time, we had to do everything in pods of, no more than five or six players. And so it was really difficult to do much of anything other than just, tiny drills scattered around the field. But, at least it gave us all an option to get out there and, get the rust off and kind of try to form some of that chemistry, which we're hoping will carry over, into the season.
Okay. And Tamson, Phoebe, what are you guys' thoughts on that? Like carrying over from the fall workouts to, so when did practice officially start for this upcoming season?
That was Monday.
Oh, okay. So we have three official practices in, right? Because yesterday and today were not.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. So how are you guys feeling after three official practices?
I'm feeling pretty good. I think that the preseason practices were really important for, like Scott said, developing that chemistry and stuff. And just being able to get out there, even if we weren't able to do big scrimmages until this past week. It's just been important just like learning each other's names, like getting to know your teammates and like just sort of getting like the vibe of the team and like establishing that and like our goals for the season and like what we want to do and who we are has been, I think it's been going pretty good. I'm really excited just to have a game and it's just been nice to have practice. So
awesome. So it has been, September, the kind of organized workout, small-sided. But before that, really, girls soccer is a fall sport. So it's been like a year and a half since you guys have you went to the state tournament in, 2019, I guess, technically. Had some folks graduate and now, Tamson, to your point of getting the team together and kind of figuring out what you got, how has that been for you?
It's been interesting. I didn't really know a lot about the underclassmen coming in, just from like a more senior perspective. But getting to know them, there's a lot of really talented girls and they've all been working really hard. And I think we have a really good foundation. I'm a little nervous to have Phoebe up front just because of the past.
Your security blanket back there.
Yeah, my past 2 years, we've been able to sort of develop this rapport and, we both kind of discipline that back line and keep things out of the net. But I'm confident in the underclassmen who we have. And I think it's going to be a good season. It'll be good to have a season, but I do think it'll be a good season overall.
Yeah, we have, I was looking at the schedule today, the new govashonpirates.com. I think that's what it is, site. Awesome. Awesome job putting that together.
Yeah, go
ahead, Scott.
Interject on the team. on paper, we look like a pretty young team. I mean, we have two seniors, four juniors, three sophomores, and like 11 freshmen. So some people would look at that and think, oh, they're rebuilding. That is, it can't be any further from the truth, because these young girls, the freshmen and the sophomores, they are really good, just as good as any upperclassmen. And I don't know how you two feel, but I mean, I would like to see us go undefeated in these games, because I certainly think it's possible to do. So,
Phoebe, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree with both Tangent and Scott. I think it's interesting. A lot of the freshman girls were on Nick Keenan's Orcas team, and so you can really see how they have like their own chemistry before they join the team, and how they can play off each other even if they're like spread out on the field. You can like see how comfortable they are with each other, and I think that's really helpful for our team, that it's not just a lot of new players coming and playing together for the first time for a week and then having our first league game. So I think I'm really happy that they get that experience with each other.
Yeah, Phoebe, you mentioned that Orcas team under Coach Nick. They have been playing together for quite a while. They've had some success on the club level. And so I know I've been, I love soccer. So if there's a soccer game somewhere, I'll go watch it. So I've been able to catch quite a few of the club teams here on the island. And I've been excited for these girls to join you guys on the Pirates team. So I'm looking forward to some of these games. Phoebe, I would like you to tell me about Tamsin, because I think goalies in general are a bit bossy and they're a bit grouchy, right? Talk about how you feel having Tamsin, you know, between the sticks behind you and what she brings to the team.
I definitely feel it's going to be weird not playing with her right behind me in the games. I think a lot of the times, although it is usually a keeper shouting out at the teams, it was pretty balanced my freshman and sophomore year of giving out like directions to the team. And so it's definitely going to be weird not being able to do that. Tamsin. She's a pretty cool girl, I guess. She is definitely the one to like motivate the team and push the team to do that like extra lap or that like extra 30 seconds of a plank when we're doing our core workouts in the beginning. And I think because of that, it really shows in our games like how we're just a little bit ahead of the teams that we play, like fitness-wise and strength-wise. And I think that's because of Tamsin, and because she's not afraid to get a little bit demanding with what we're working on in practice. And I don't think we would be as fit.
Awesome. So not a lazy goalie. Like
most. Not a lazy goalie.
Okay. Awesome. Tamsin, after what she just said about you, now it's your turn. You've had Phoebe right in front of you. She's going to be a bit further upfield for much of the year. What do you see when you see Phoebe out there, you know, organizing her lines and with the ball at her feet, and as a goalie, what are your thoughts as she's taking that ball and getting it away from you?
I would say one of the emotions that I feel the most when I am distributing, like I'll distribute the ball up, I'll see Phoebe gets it, it's relief. Like, I'm like, okay, Phoebe's got it. Like, we're good. Like, I don't have to deal with this anymore. Like, it's fine. Like, trust me, like I love dealing with the ball, but sometimes it's a little stressful. And once I sort of get the ball out of the box and I see like, oh, Phoebe's got it, I'm like, oh, we're good. Like, I can take a breath. It's going to be okay. And I think that's kind of reflective of how I also feel about, you know, graduating. I think I'm leaving the team in good hands. I try to reflect my captaining kind of off of the seniors that were captains when I was a freshman. I think they were really good leaders, and they pushed the team to be its best self. And I think that sort of legacy is going to be continued even when I'm gone. And I think Phoebe's going to help continue that.
That's really awesome. I love hearing you say that. So name one of the players ahead of you, Tamsin, that has had an influence on your game and your leadership.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, first off, just got to say Anna Riggs, I think she was more of a mentor to me than she realized. She was a defensive mid. And I, being a starting freshman in goal for a team that like had this sort of reputation of going to state, I was like, oh my gosh. Like I was really nervous my first couple games, and having Anna there just made me a lot more comfortable. And like, she was always like hyping me up, like, oh, Tamsin, you're a star. And that kind of energy and just sort of like leadership, it just made me realize how important that is. And like how, and being a senior now, like one of the things that I always think about when I'm like talking to freshmen is like, they're probably a little bit scared of me, you know, they're probably a little bit scared of Phoebe. And I completely understand that. I was in their shoes. And so when I think about being a good captain, I think about how Anna was sort of like nurturing, but also like she was a firm hand of like being like encouraging me to improve, but also just like being happy with the skill level that I had.
That's awesome. Thank you. I didn't plan on that question, but you piqued my curiosity. That's really great. Love to hear that. So as we mentioned, it's been a year and a half that one stop. What do you have any intel on the rest of the league? You feel pretty confident in the ability to win some games this year. What do you know about the other teams in the Nisqually League?
Is that
for
me?
Asking?
Yeah.
Well, we have two arch rivals, I would say, and that would be Bellevue Christian and Cascade Christian. I think they will be our toughest opponents, if I'm being completely honest, which I am. Bellevue Christian has one girl that scores all their goals.
Riley.
Yes, this is her senior year for them. But we've done an excellent job at shutting her down over the past 3 years. I mean, she did really well that first year, and then after that, we pretty much took her out of the equation. And so if we can continue to do that with Bellevue Christian, I think we'll be fine. And with Cascade Christian, they lost a couple of seniors, but they've got two excellent players who play midfield. So that's going to be, they'll be our targets there. If we can shut them down, I think we'll be able to take care of business there as well.
Can I add something in about Riley?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Riley also plays basketball, and we're in the same grade. She's a senior this year.
All right. And so this is where, when we were recording on Friday night, this is where things went kind of haywire. So I'm just going to interject here and find our way towards the end of the interview. I'm so glad that Nick and Phoebe and Tamsin were able to hang around while we were able to figure this out. It took us about 6 minutes or so, but we were able to get there. And now I am going to go ahead and play the rest of the interview. So once again, we are here on the Sports Machine here on VOV, listening to an interview that we did last Friday night, Snowmageddon 2021, with Scott Nicolino, the head coach of the VHS girls soccer team, and captains Tamsin Henry and Phoebe Wilkie. And we're going to go ahead and pick it back up where we left off. Here we go.
Okay. Well, Riley, plays basketball. I play basketball as well. And we're both seniors this year. So all my 4 years of high school, I've been competing against her in the majority of my sports seasons. And it's been really cool to have that motivation of like consistent competition to like just keep me to always want to improve, you know, kind of keeps me, motivated would be a good word. But yeah, it's just been interesting because there's always been like, oh yeah, and then someone's got to guard Riley. And like then in basketball, it's the same, like who's got Riley, like blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I just wanted to add that in.
All right. You're tired of hearing it?
No, no, I'm not. I think she's a great player. She's a little bit aggressive. But that's a good trait to have.
Tamsin, I've watched you play basketball. Honestly, you're pretty aggressive yourself.
Well, yeah, that's that's why I say it's a good thing.
Awesome. So Riley does have a reputation though of what was the word? Being feisty.
Feisty, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's other adjectives you could throw in there too, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, that game is on Saturday. Our second home game, both of those games on Thursday night and on Saturday are going to be broadcast here on VOV. Coach, as we get ready for the season and you look at your squad, how are you? So you feel like you're feeling pretty good about this year. Talk about having Tamsin and Phoebe on the team and their leadership qualities.
Yeah, you know, in some past years, there's been question marks going into the season as far as who the captains were going to be, et cetera. But, you know, I mean, I knew midway through last season or a year and a half ago when we actually played that they were going to be the two to lead us this season, whenever that season happens. And, you know, even after this season is through and Tamsin moves on, you know, Phoebe's going to be that person next year for her senior year. And we may or may not have another captain alongside her. I don't know. We'll have to see who steps up.
Awesome. Whoa. And let's talk about that. Tamsin, moving on. So you are a senior. What are your plans for after you graduate this virtual world and hopefully the real world starts again?
So I've applied to four schools, and I've heard back from two of them, Willamette University, which is in Salem, Oregon, and Western Washington University. And Willamette is a D3 school, which means they have Division III athletics. So you can't get athletic scholarships there, but they do have a collegiate level sports team. And so I'm putting together like some footage right now to submit to coaches. And I'm hoping to play sports in college. If I can't get onto like the school's teams, I'll play like intramural sports or like club sports or something. But those are my plans for now. After, I'm just thinking about college right now. I'm not thinking about after college, but we'll get there.
That's fine. You have plenty of time for that. And one awesome thing about soccer is it's a sport you can play your whole life. So that's exciting to hear you thinking that. So Phoebe, thinking about next year and you as a future leader for this team, what will be your senior year? And we've already talked about the eighth graders coming up that are now freshmen. What are your thoughts as, you know, Tamsin moves on and kind of passes the torch to you and the younger players that now it's going to be your job to mentor? How are you feeling about the future setup here?
I'm feeling pretty good about it. It's still a little bit weird to think that there's not going to be one more person above me, like being totally in control, and that's going to be on me or me and another senior. But I'm pretty excited. I remember when I was in middle school watching going to my first Vashon Pirates high school soccer game and watching the girls play and like seeing like how there's like this one girl on the team that was like really pushing everyone. And I think they might have been like down that game, but like because there's that one player who was their captain, kept pushing and pushing and like motivating the girls to keep moving. Like in that moment, I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do on the team. That'll be fun. And so I just like keep that in the back of my head when I have been going through the years. And I'm excited to be that person if we're down a goal or two and if everyone's starting to like slouch and get a little less motivated and not be in it to win it. I hope that I can be that person to push and get awesome. like opening goal.
Awesome. I love that. I love hearing that. Yeah, it's about so much more than just the ball on the foot. It's about motivation and mentoring and teamwork. Yeah. I cannot wait to see you guys play. Really quickly before we go, the fall is in February and March this year. The spring April and May, right? And then the winter sports will be in kind of May and June. Are Phoebe and Tamsin, are you guys planning on playing any other sports this year?
I'm planning on playing softball. We've had conditioning. And then hopefully, I'm not sure if basketball is going to happen just because it's more high risk, but I'm hoping basketball will happen. So those two as well.
Excellent. How about you, Phoebe?
I do track at the end of the year. So I'm excited for that. It was a bummer. Our season was like a week and then got cut because of COVID. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's right. So you were a sophomore last year, and I remember I went to the first meet that we had here once we got the new track and the new field, and you were a freshman and you were pretty dominant. I think it was the 800, right?
I run the 400.
400. Okay. One of those middle distance. Yeah. So glad to hear that you're going to keep that up. Well, thank you guys so much. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Any closing thoughts, coach, as you think about the season and these two players and the players, on your team?
I'm just excited to get this thing fired up. I mean, yeah. It just feels like we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And, you know, we'd have these dates like, okay, we're going to start here. Okay. Nope. No, we're not. Now we're going to start here. Nope. No, we're not. So it's finally here. So I'm excited.
Yep. It is 2 days away from when this show airs. And I, for one, cannot wait to come out and be safe and away from everybody, but watch the Pirates play. So thank you guys so much for joining me tonight.
Can I add something in really quick?
Yeah, please do. Please. Yeah.
I just want to say, any girls or boys out there listening, if you're young and you're playing soccer, stick with it. It's so worth it. Playing in high school, playing in middle school, it's an amazing experience. There's going to be days where you don't want to show up, you don't want to do the work, but putting that work in is so important, and it is worth it, and you will have overall just a great experience. So stick with it is all I have to say to you guys, and thank you for having us.
Spoken like a true captain.
I am just going to end it there because there's no better way for me to finish this. Thank you so much. I cannot wait. First game this Thursday night, second game Saturday, both going to be here on VOV. Please tune in and listen. Have a great season, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was two awesome young Pirate student athletes, Tamsin Henry and Phoebe Wilkie, with head coach Scott Nicolino. Awesome dude, great soccer coach. And they joined us here tonight on a call that was on a Zoom call that was recorded last week, last Friday night, talking about the upcoming season. Once again, I want to stress, I mentioned that the game would be on Thursday night on VOV. It will not be. I apologize for that. That is totally my bad. But on Saturday night, you can tune in 6 o'clock to listen to your VHS Pirate girls soccer team take on arch rival Bellevue Christian Vikings. The Pirates and the Vikings going to have a battle on the soccer field. And it's going to be for all the marbles, probably two of the best teams in the league this year, facing off early in the season. Well, folks, once again, this is Doug Langworthy. You've been listening to the Vashon Island Sports Machine. Want to thank you for tuning in and helping me celebrate the return of high school sports. Yay! So happy for our student athletes that they'll be able to get out and do what they love to do. Want to thank you for joining us here on the Sports Machine tonight. We will be back soon, lining up some interviews, talking to some other high school athletes and the other quote-unquote fall sports that are winter sports this year, and super excited to talk to them. Until then, have a great night, and go Pirates!